This is The Last Angry Man. When there's absolutely nothing else to say before the New Hampshire primary votes have been counted, when everybody's said everything they can possibly say about a primary, I figured it was a good time for this podcast. So here it goes. First, Hillary Clinton crying, followed by The Last Angry Rooney Man.
It's not easy. And I couldn't do it if I just didn't, you know, passionately believe it was the right thing to do. You know, I have so many opportunities from this country. I just don't want to see us fall backwards. You know, this is very personal for me. It's not just political. It's not just public. I see what's happening. And we have to reverse it. And some people think elections are a game. They think it's like who's up or who's down. It's about our country. It's about our kids' futures. And it's really about all of us together.
This is a very special Last Andy Rooney Man. The New Hampshire primary. When there's literally nothing else to say or can be said, it's time for this. And now, here he is. Did you notice Hillary Clinton was crying today in public? That just can't be good. Presidents shouldn't cry in public. We consider voting so important today. Here is 60 Minutes I vote for Don Hewitt every year. I just think that's good business. I wonder if I could have been president. I think so. I guess I'm too old now. My wife says I'd have to trim my eyebrows to run for president. I like these eyebrows. My wife likes these eyebrows. I don't think I'd want to trim these eyebrows just to be president. I think more presidents should be older. I like older presidents. I feel more comfortable with them. Do you really think America's ready for a black man to run for president? Do you think I should even say things like that? Ronald Reagan was an old president. I think presidents are very interesting people. Nixon had a black heart. That's why I think I could have been president. You see, I think I'm a very interesting person. I wonder if Don Hewitt could have been president. I think he could have been. I liked Ronald Reagan. Mike Wallace would have made a bad president. Dan Rather, too. Nixon was our best-looking president. Best dog was probably Millie. I wonder if I would have had sex in the White House. I think I probably would have. Woodrow Wilson was the best-dressed president. I probably would have gotten caught. I think Charles Carroll would have gotten caught. He had two families. He would have gotten caught. I probably would have been better than this president. You ever wonder how Charles Carroll kept that secret for so long about his family? I wonder about that. A lot of people think I was actually around for the first election. I look old, but I'm not that old. Hoover made a very good dinner salad. Teddy Roosevelt was an awful cook. Charles Collingwood and I once dined with the Eisenhowers. I think Ford was a very bad president. I find it hard to pronounce Barack Obama's name. I don't like Hillary Clinton. Lady Bird was a very strange choice in names as well. Who would name someone Lady Bird? Do you think Hillary Clinton could have even run for president if she was Lady Bird Clinton? I don't think she could have. Mitt Romney is no president, is he? Do you trust guys with two first names? Ron Paul. I don't trust him. I do like smart dinner parties. And I like smart dinner party pants. I have smart pants for smart dinner parties. Party pants. John Ashcroft and Harriet Myers. They got a raw deal, didn't they? I think they should have five different presidents, like we have here at 60 Minutes. And they could have rotated each week. Do you think James Carville and Mary Matlin really love each other? I wonder about that. I like the butterfly ballot. People say Obama is surging. I think the word surge has been used too much this year. I think my underwear is surging. I still think I would have been a great president. President Rooney. Sounds good, doesn't it? Did you ever wonder what it would feel like to have an elephant sitting on your chest? I've wondered about that. I think I have one on my chest right now.